Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Bernis, and I'm joined today by my co-host once again, Ezra Benjamin. Now, you may notice that I look a little different than I previously have. As many of you know, I went through a tumultuous health crisis where God miraculously saved my life, and God worked in such amazing ways. I want to share that story with you today and hope that it inspires and encourages you in your own life. Well, Ezra, I'm a little bit hoarse still,
right?
Which is part of the recovery process.
Sure, following a liver transplant, a successful liver transplant, praise the Lord, and we'll get to the details of that in just a minute.
But the good news is I weighed when I was 14. I think
this is the thinnest I've been, as my grandma would say. I'm feeling great.
Yeah. I really am, and I'm working out every day.
Awesome.
God is good.
Well, Jonathan, we want to get right into the story. It's been quite a ride, hasn't it?
It has.
Let's rewind to the beginning, wherever you want to pick it up. You became aware that you had a significant health need.
Yeah, well, it was an incidental finding about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was getting an image, an MRI, for something unrelated to my liver. And the doctor came in and said, that issue's fine, but we see some damage to your liver.
Right.
And I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. I had no idea. And again, it was very, very unexpected. And I went to a specialist and discovered that there was some liver scarring. Now, I've never been a drinker.
Sure.
So you associate any liver disease with alcohol, unrelated to alcohol.
Right.
And all the doctors could tell me is it's a liver disease unrelated to alcohol. It might have been related to my TB diagnosis back when I first went to Ethiopia in the late 90s. And then I was on medication for way too long.
The marks of the mission, serving in the developing world, you get tuberculosis.
And there might be a genetic disposition. My brother had some issues, and I just don't know. But it became really serious last summer. Summer of 2023. I was doing fine. I had some fatigue. I was just noticing that I was getting tireder, and there was some blood markers that were noticeable, but my liver was compensating. The good thing about the liver is it's oversized and it can perform way beyond what's needed.
So you knew you had an issue, but it wasn't severe. It wasn't an emergency.
Right, but I went in to get it checked and discovered, to my shock, that there was a visible sign of what the doctor thought might be cancer. This was a CT scan, and he immediately ordered an MRI. And the MRI came back positive that I did have liver cancer.
The news nobody wants, the C word.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's when you really have to trust God.
Right.
And began to pray earnestly for healing. And the doctor said, it's best that we just arrange for a liver transplant, that we get you on the list.
Right.
Because the cancer had already grown from the time that he saw it in the CT scan. About a month had passed before the MRI, and had grown from about the size of a dime to about the size of a quarter.
Okay. So he said the best course is let's plan for a liver transplant. You'll walk in and you'll have one at some point in the future.
Right. He happens to be the head of liver transplants for Mayo, which is a very large clinic.
Praise the Lord.
And it was very nonchalant. We'll just do a transplant, which was a big deal to me, but not to him.
But then, at the end of October, it wasn't a casual situation.
Yeah, this is
what
where
happened?
This, and all the doctors called it a fluke. I was doing fine, going on with life, going through the process of getting approved for a transplant, which is a pretty extensive process. Some of you that are going through this know it's a long process. And I was near the end of that process. When I went to Dallas on October 28th for a wedding.
For a one-night trip.
And again, feeling really good.
Yeah.
felt good through the wedding, and then began to get tired during the reception, so I went to the hotel. I was planning on speaking the next morning at a local church in Dallas, and everything went dark. I don't remember anything after I said goodnight to my wife, and I don't even remember turning off the lights. I don't remember a month following.
Right, and I'll add a little, because I was there when we heard how bad it was. Thus began what ended up being 12 days of a coma, really on life support, being sustained by an intensive care unit team.
Yeah, on the verge of death, on the doorstep of death.
Yeah,
it was really that severe, and I didn't know until I saw the pictures. This
right.
was.
Intubated.
This was life and death.
Coming from everywhere.
Yeah. And apparently I was bleeding internally. The liver had stopped functioning.
Right.
I had liver failure.
Right.
And just started bleeding internally. So it was very, very severe.
Right.
And miraculously, I don't remember again any of this. I called a dear friend to take me to the hospital. I again, don't remember it. And he prayed before he
chose which hospital to
choose,
take you to.
Right. And the Lord told him, take him to Baylor, which is a Christian hospital. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that this team made it their mission to save my life.
I was there. They certainly did. Day in, day out, 12-hour shifts, rotating nurses and doctors, a whole team of doctors all committed to getting you through that.
And yeah, and from what I understand, they would try to correct one thing and something else. My body was breaking down.
Exactly. But it was really miraculous. One, miraculous, the effort this team put in. But at the same time, you know, the doctors were saying to us, Jonathan, some people make it through these things and some don't. But we knew the Lord wasn't done. He had plans for you and you were going to make it.
Yeah, just to illustrate one point. When I got to the hospital, apparently I was coherent and went through the admission process. Mm-hmm. Awake and alert, and then they took me into surgery, and the physician said, it'll take about a half hour, I'll stop the bleeding, everything will be fine.
Right.
He was gone for an hour and a half, came out to talk to my friend, and was just ashen-faced, and he said, call his spouse. He didn't think I'd make it.
And you did make it, praise the Lord. And your wife, Elisa Angela, flew quickly, earliest flight she could get on to Dallas and was with you. A couple of us were there. And you know, Jonathan,
It's so emotional thinking about
sure,
this.
Sure, it is.
Really?
I'm trying to hold myself together here. But two things were going on, just to paint the picture for those who are listening to this testimony. Medically, it was really bad. It was grave. People coming in from all over the country to pray over you. You didn't know it because you were in a coma, but laying hands, praying in Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name for healing. And you know, here's the thing.
Yeah, here's Paul Wilbur, for example.
There he is. He flew in as soon as he could.
Yeah. Here,
100% of the people who were praying over you and calling said, this isn't over. This isn't unto death. The Lord's got this. And he did.
He has us in the palm of his hand.
That's right.
And he never leaves us or forsakes us.
Right. And that was a miracle, just that the Lord sustained your life in that hospital in Dallas. And fast-forwarding a bit, 17 days into this emergency, praise God, another miracle. Mayo Clinic, right here in our hometown of Phoenix, said, he's not officially on the transplant list, but we're going to get this done. Send him.
Yeah, so had already been working with Mayo, so
right.
That was where I was going to do the transplant.
Right.
A couple of months later.
Sure.
But and this is really miraculous. Many of the doctors said miraculous.
Yeah.
From unusual to miraculous.
Right. Right.
They found a liver in 4 days. Ezra, 4 days.
Some people wait years on the list.
Years, but in 4 days they found a liver. Yeah. And arrange the transplant.
Yeah.
I mean, I needed it.
It was less than 100 hours. I did the math. I like math.
Yeah,
I'm a math
nerd.
It was less than 100 hours from being listed, from list it to love it with the liver in less than 100 hours. And November 29th, 2023.
Yeah, so it was a month to the day that I had ended up in ICU.
Right.
And that was the time that there was a window of opportunity when I was well enough to endure the transplant, and it went beautifully.
Yeah,
it was miraculous.
We were there again in the waiting room. We're waiting. We're praying. I know many of you were praying because we sent out some communication prayers coming in from around the world. It was a 7.5-hour surgery, Jonathan. I mean, it was major. It was a major deal.
But I was supposed to be in ICU for 3 days following,
yeah.
And I was out in 24 hours.
Amazing.
after being bedridden for a month.
Right, right. And so you celebrated your birthday on
That's
December
right.
1st
what
with a brand new
gift.
Liver.
A birthday gift from God.
Yeah, praise
literally.
The Lord. And in the weeks that followed, continuing through the testimony, needed to do some physical rehabilitation because you'd been in a bed for weeks.
Yeah, that
and
was
weeks.
The biggest shock, I think, and the what complicated everything. The plan was sometime near the end of December, January of this year, I was going to walk in. They were going to do the transplant. I'd be cancer-free. And by the way, I am. I'm completely cancer-free.
Praise the Lord.
No radiation, no chemo. Cancer-free.
Amen.
Miraculous.
Praise the Lord.
But I was going to walk in, stay for about 10 to 12 days right. in the hospital, and then walk home. Not walk home, but
right,
a 20-minute
right.
drive home.
Head home.
Because I was in ICU so long, I was debilitated. My muscles had atrophied. I was completely immobile. Ezra, I could not lift a glass of water to my mouth. It was that bad.
I remember, yeah.
And so I was sent to a rehab center to be a two-week period. And for 2 weeks, I worked 4 hours a day just trying to rebuild muscle strength to be able to sit up in bed. I couldn't even sit up or get out of bed. And I'm working 4 hours a day, and I'm making no progress.
Yeah.
No progress. And I'm exhausting myself with physical therapy. And the doctor and the staff decided to move me to an assisted living facility.
Wow.
And I just said, no way. And I began to cry out to the Lord and say, I can't endure this. I know that some of you watching are feeling a sense of hopelessness, but I want you to know God is watching and He does care. And I cried out to God, and the day before they were going to transport me out to this assisted living center, perhaps for months,
right.
I was able to stand and begin to walk, and everything changed. That was the third miracle.
To the shock of the doctors and the physical therapists.
I watched their faces change. And they ended up keeping me another 3 weeks, and I was able to go home from the
Praise
rehab
the Lord.
Center.
I remember the doctor, you know, doctors use medical terms, and he said, Mr. Burness is making profound progress. And we'd say, okay, profound progress medically, miraculous,
it was,
speedy
it was
recovery.
Absolutely a miracle.
Yeah.
The liver in 4 days was a miracle. The dedication of the team
right.
at Baylor was a miracle. And the spike, what I call the rehab spike,
yeah.
was an absolute miracle the day before they were going to just ship me out.
You know, we pray yeah. and we pray and we say, Lord, why aren't you answering my prayers? And then in hindsight, we can see He answers everyone.
Yeah, it was so clear. You know what a series of coincidences are? God incidences. They're God incidences. And it was just very clear.
Yeah.
You know, you can ask, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? But God came through at the key times,
yeah.
really. Right at the 1159th hour.
He's a God of the 11th hour. And Jonathan, we can't wait to hear more testimony from you and the lessons the Lord taught you in all of this. Unfortunately, we need to take a quick break, but we want you to see how you can partner with Jewish Voice to bring not only physical, but also spiritual healing to some of the most remote Jewish communities in the world. Take a look.
God works all things for good. That's why we can celebrate Jonathan's tumultuous and miraculous journey over the last several months, and you can be part of that celebration. Write, call, or go online today and get your copy of A Rabbi Looks at the Supernatural. To say thank you for your gift of $40 or more, we will send you that surprising book and the study guide that will help you see glory in the visible and invisible realm. The miraculous confirmation that Jonathan's work should continue inspires us to recruit a new wave of Shalom partners. Will you commit to making a gift of $30 per month? That would be a heartfelt get well message to Jonathan. To say thank you, we'll send you that book and study guide, plus two additional resources from our popular Confessing the Hebrew Scripture series, The Lord Your Shepherd and The Lord Your Healer. Each book filled with photographs and scripture also comes with an audio CD, equipping you to reflect upon, be empowered by, and even proclaim biblical truths. As a new Shalom partner, you'll be coming alongside Jonathan Burness and thousands of other faithful believers to share the gospel, send Bibles, and supply humanitarian need where it will do the most good. We've seen God at work in amazing ways in hospitals, surgeries, history centers, Israel, scattered tribes of Jewish people, and neighborhoods around the world. Call this toll-free number or mail your most generous gift to the address on the screen. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. Your gift will celebrate the life-giving love and miracles of Yeshua Jesus. Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
Okay,
okay.
Do I like
from
the inside?
Yeah.
However you want to do it.
Here we go.
That was a little video of me leaving the rehab center after 5 weeks of therapy. I'm tearing up.
It was your full-time job to get better. And your effort
indeed.
Plus the Lord's miraculous intervention.
It was exhausting.
I bet.
Exhausting.
Well, praise
but
the
what
Lord.
A day.
Good for you, Jonathan.
And then I ended up at home. Yeah. Here I am back home after 4 months.
Four months. It was a significant period of time.
And over the weeks that followed, I went from wheelchair to walker, walker to cane, and
A fraction of the time that all of the rehab specialists said it should have taken.
Yeah,
a fraction
they said about
of the time.
8 months, and it was three by the grace of God.
Yeah. Praise God.
You
Praise
know, I
God.
Want to talk a little bit, Ezra, about some of the things that I, some of the points that I came away with. Just the Lord was really dealing with me on three things in particular.
Some real life lessons.
Yeah. The first lesson is, and I've lived this, but I really want to encourage you. Attach yourself to a purpose bigger than your own. I knew as soon as I came out of the coma that the Lord spared me because I had work yet to do. Of course, more time with my family, with my wife, with my kids, future grandkids.
Amen.
But also, I have another chapter of ministry. My calling is to reach my own people, my Jewish people, with the good news of their Messiah. And I knew, as you knew, and so many other people that were praying, that it wasn't my time yet.
That's right.
And I don't think it's your time yet. You may be thinking it's over for me, and you may feel hopeless, but it's not over. Here's what you need to do. You need to get out of your own pity party, and you need to connect yourself to something bigger than yourself. So many examples in Scripture. Abraham was told that he would be a blessing to the world, that his offspring would bless every family on earth. That became his destiny.
That's right.
And he woke up every day asking God, which way do I go to the land that you have promised for me and to fulfill my destiny to bless the world.
Right. Moses at 80 years old, God gave him a purpose bigger than himself to be used to free his own people.
Yeah, Paul said, I'm a bondservant for Messiah. I no longer live. It's Messiah. It's Christ that lives in me.
Right.
A bigger purpose than himself. Yeshua, Jesus. As he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane before his crucifixion, he said, Lord, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, your will be done. Yeah.
There's a verse, Jonathan, you were sharing with me just before we started the program that speaks specifically to this purpose the Lord's after
Philippians
in us.
3, verses 12, 13, and 14, verses that I've meditated on, through this whole ordeal, this challenge. Mm-hmm. And it's really gripping. It says, it's not that I've already attained, talking about perfection, the resurrection. I'm not perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend, he says, that which I am apprehended of Christ, Messiah, Jesus. So saying I'm taking hold of what God took hold of me for.
Right.
That's a purpose bigger than yourself.
Amen.
And that's, I really encourage you, get out of whatever you've been stuck in and attach yourself to a purpose bigger than yourself. You
Amen.
Have a destiny to
That's
fulfill.
Right. That's right.
And it'll change. It'll change your life if you get a hold of that.
Amen. Two more lessons,
Jonathan. Yeah, the second lesson is to cut back on the list of why gods. I couldn't lift a glass to drink water out of. I was that debilitated. I couldn't lift myself out of bed. And I began to ask, why God? Why? Why are you allowing this? Why am I going through this? I've been faithful. And the Lord corrected me, chastised me. And many of you have a long list of why gods. I've been hearing this so many times since COVID, all through COVID and beyond. Why God? Why? Why does God allow this? Why God didn't God do this? You know, if you, the longer your list of why gods, the less faith you'll have. And it'll lead to a root of bitterness against God. It's very, very dangerous. And one of the things that I had to do in rehab was to erase my why God list. But yeah, I have questions. I have things that I want to know.
Right.
That but I'm content to wait till I'm in His presence.
Sure.
But your why God list has to either be erased or shortened significantly. Why God?
Yeah.
Why
God? It's a step of faith to put that list away and trust Him, isn't
it? Bad things happen. We live in a fallen world. Yeah. Bad things happen.
What's the third lesson,
Jonathan? The third one, I think, is the most important, and that is we have to have a heavenly perspective, and that's tied to the why God. The promise of Scripture repeatedly is eternal life, the gift of eternal life. We're dedicated here at Jewish Voice to proclaiming the good news of eternal life that's found in one named Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah.
That's right.
He's the way, the truth, and the life, and that's our purpose. That's our mission. We provide medical care, dental care, eye care, but ultimately it's to proclaim the gospel. And you may not have been healed in a timely fashion. You may have been praying for a loved one, a family member who's gone, but they're not dead. They live because of the promise of eternal life. And I think we have to refocus our attention to the promise of eternity. We have to be eternity oriented, not here and now. God, why didn't you provide this? Why didn't you do this now?
Yeah.
It's the promise of eternal life. Paul said, to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. If I had passed away, if I had left my body and departed when my liver failed, I'd be alive still. I wouldn't be with you and with our staff and with my family, but I'd be in the presence of the Lord. And I think that needs to be our focus, eternal life.
You have a newfound commitment, a zeal, and that's really infectious, if you will, to all of our staff here at Jewish Voice. I hope that testimony and that eternal perspective is catching your heart as well. And I want to ask you today to stand with us as we're sharing that eternity-changing good news, the reality of heaven and hell, and that the Lord would desire Jewish people and their neighbors to be reconciled to Him. We want you to see how you can partner with Jewish Voice to bring not only physical but also spiritual healing to some of the most remote Jewish communities in the world. Take a look.
God works all things for good. That's why we can celebrate Jonathan's tumultuous and miraculous journey over the last several months, and you can be part of that celebration. Write, call, or go online today and get your copy of A Rabbi Looks at the Supernatural. To say thank you for your gift of $40 or more, we will send you that surprising book and the study guide that will help you see glory in the visible and invisible realm. The miraculous confirmation that Jonathan's work should continue inspires us to recruit a new wave of Shalom partners. Will you commit to making a gift of $30 per month? That would be a heartfelt get well message to Jonathan. To say thank you, we'll send you that book and study guide, plus two additional resources from our popular Confessing the Hebrew Scripture series, The Lord Your Shepherd and The Lord Your Healer. Each book filled with photographs and scripture also comes with an audio CD, equipping you to reflect upon, be empowered by, and even proclaim biblical truths. As a new Shalom partner, you'll be coming alongside Jonathan Burness and thousands of other faithful believers to share the gospel, send Bibles, and supply humanitarian need where it will do the most good. We've seen God at work in amazing ways in hospitals, surgery centers, Israel, scattered tribes of Jewish people, and neighborhoods around the world. Call this toll-free number or mail your most generous gift to the address on the screen. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. Your gift will celebrate the life-giving love and miracles of Yeshua Jesus. Thank you so much.
Jonathan, the Lord's preserved your life in the last few months. He's renewed your purpose and your calling, and He's given you a testimony of miraculous healing and deliverance. I think it would be awesome. I know our viewers will probably agree if you would just bless and pray for our viewers today, and even those who maybe stumbled onto this channel and this program who don't know what their eternity looks like, who don't have that personal relationship with the Lord.
I want to say this. I'm so glad to be alive. I'm so glad that I have more time with my family and to be able to be at my girls' weddings and see my grandkids and proclaim the gospel. I'm so glad that the Lord has preserved my life, but I'm even happier that I have the gift of eternal life. And I want you to have that gift. And more importantly, God wants you to have that gift. And if you have not asked Jesus to come into your life, if you have not made that profession of faith and asked him to forgive you of your sins, then you're not born again. You can be right now. It's simply asking God, crying out to God, all who call upon the Lord shall be saved. So I just want you to agree with me in prayer, and just you can repeat this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, just say it out loud. I believe that you died for me. Forgive me of my sins. I want to live for you. Say this, come into my life. I want to live for you. I surrender my life to you. And if you've said something like that, God's going to change your life from the inside out.
Amen.
Lord, each one that's prayed, may you transform their lives and may they experience the gift of eternal life, transformation, new life, in the name of Yeshua, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. If you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv, and you can find so many helpful resources there, and you can send your prayer request to us right on the website. I want you to know that we care about you, but more importantly, God cares about you, and we will pray for your needs if you let us know. We will. As we close our program, I also want to remind you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Boy, do they need our prayers now, today. The Bible says they will prosper who love you. So if you want to prosper, pray for Israel and the Jewish people. Thank you, Ezra, for joining me today.
Pleasure.
And until next time, this is Jonathan Berna saying shalom and God bless you.
I was recently made aware of an alarming statistic. Listen to this now. 6 out of 10 Americans today don't currently have a will or trust, and another 30 to 35% are either poorly written or outdated. If you're in this situation and you're a Jewish Voice giver, I have some good news for you. Because of your financial support to our ministry, we're able to provide you with independent, professional advice to help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you. Go to jvmi.org/trust to learn more.